Praise the Lord and good morning, dear people of God. What a beautiful day the Lord has made, and we rejoice in Him. He is a good God and a great God and a mighty God. Let me encourage you from this beautiful scripture. And this is an interaction of Jesus with the little girl that died, and you know, and He was in a process of raising her up. And He said, and He put them all out and took her by the hand and called, saying, Maid, arise. And her spirit came again, and she arose straightway, and he commanded to give her meat. My dear brothers and sisters, you know, the Bible says that someone came from the ruler of the synagogue's house, saying to him, your daughter is dead. And when Jesus heard it, he answered him, saying, do not be afraid, only believe, and she will be made well. Isn't that a beautiful statement to hear from Jesus, right? Do not be afraid, only believe, and she will be made well. When he came into the house, he permitted no one to go in, except Peter, James, and John, and the father and the mother of the girl. Now all wept and mourned for her. But he said, do not weep, she is not dead, but sleeping. And the Bible records that they ridiculed him, knowing that she was dead. But he put them all outside, took her by the hand, and called, saying, little girl, a little maid, arise. And then her spirit returned, and she arose immediately. Now, there's a very important lesson to learn from this passage of scripture, my dear brothers and sisters. It is to experience the resurrection power of Christ, you need the right people and the right environment. Just as oil and water won't mix, neither will faith and doubt, right? So notice, Jesus only took Peter, James, and John, not all the disciples, only the three, into the house with him and put all the others outside. You know, some have been offended and criticized him for this, probably. Even his own disciples must have said, what is this? He's, you know, giving special preference to Peter and to James and to John. What about us? You know, so that could have been a conversation amongst the disciples as well. But yes, remember, when you are in a crisis, you need to surround yourself with people who can stand with you on God's word and believe Him for the answer. When Jairus heard that his daughter had died, he doubtless would have thought, that's it, nothing more can be done. But that's not what Jesus thought. In the original Greek text, Jesus said, don't be afraid, only believe, and keep believing, and she will be made well. Hallelujah. Believe and keep believing. You need people who will keep believing God with you for the answer. So today, my dear brothers and sisters, if you want to see the resurrection power of God manifest in your life, continue to believe and keep believing in the words of Jesus. And I promise you, you will see and have your miracle in Jesus' name. Amen. Let's pray. Father God in heaven, we want to say thank you. We love you. We bless you. Lord, your word encourages us. The words of Jesus encourage us. Oh Lord, when we are in doubt, when we are in despair, when there is scorning and mocking all around, there is ridicule all around. Oh Father God, when there is turmoil and noises of the world all around, we can hear the voice of Jesus, and we will be assured in our spirit that Jesus has spoken and He means business. In that situation, whichever it may be, it can be a dead situation, a dead relationship, a dead body. When God speaks, He He brings the power of life into that life or into that situation. Lord, we thank you, we praise you, we bless you, and we give you the glory. Today, Father, as your flock steps out into their jobs and into their business, they will go out with great faith, believing, and they'll keep on believing for their miracle in the name of Jesus. For today is the day of salvation. Bless them and keep them from the enemy. I pray for the ones who are grappling with their health conditions. They will encounter the presence of God and they will see that enemy of sickness again no more. And their bodies are aligned to God's word and they are healed and made well right now, right here in Jesus' name. We thank you, we bless you, and we give you the glory. In Jesus' most holy, mighty, and matchless name we pray. Amen and amen. God bless you, dear people of God. Have a great, big, wonderful day ahead of you. And bye for now.